You're listening to the Open Democracy Minute, keeping Granite State government by and for the people. After months of claiming there would be a fair, transparent process, the majority in the New Hampshire House Special Committee on Redistricting dropped a gerrymandering bomb on the voting districts for U.S. Congress. Earlier this year, a widely reported comment by New Hampshire GOP Chair Steve Stepinek predicted that because his party controlled redistricting, he could guarantee a conservative in Congressional District 1, which is covered about one-third of the eastern portion of the state and the larger cities. The proposal released last Wednesday packs Democratic-leaning towns into District 2, including Keene, Concord, and Plymouth, then wraps around to the seacoast to include Rochester, Dover, Portsmouth, and Durham. This makes the district uncompetitive, allowing Democrats to dominate while throwing the voting power of Republican voters in the district under the bus. District 1 was also made uncompetitive by switching Republican-leaning towns at the Massachusetts border into CD1, giving Republicans an advantage despite the inclusion of Manchester and Nashua. So much so that even the New Hampshire Union leader wrote an editorial questioning its motives. Hearings on the congressional and House maps from both the Democrats and Republicans will be held on Tuesday, November 9th, 10 a.m., and Wednesday, November 10th, at 5 p.m. at the State House. More information at opendemocracyaction.org's events page. As Granny D said, democracy is not something we have, it's something we do. For the Open Democracy Minute,